This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th Annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And good evening. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Your humble host, Bob Tuscan. Steve Starks is riding shotgun with us for the duration of the show tonight. Steve, how are you, man? You're doing great. Well, that's good to hear. Or not hear, for that matter. Anyways, got a lot to talk about. It's been a busy day. Busy weekend. I had a great weekend. How was your weekend? I got a chance to take the baby to the playground for a bit. That's our thing now. He's just old enough where he doesn't necessarily like the swing or the, you know, the monkey bars or any of that. He loves the slide. We've been going down the slide. Of course, he's in my lap and whatnot. Don't call Child Protection Services on me. At least I don't think it's a danger to my child to put him in my lap and bring him down the slide. But you never know today. This nanny state, overbearing as it is, wants to interfere with just about everything we do in our lives. We live in a small town here in rural Florida with one of the oldest post offices in the state. And right behind that post office and next to it is a playground built in the 1900s. Early 1900s, I should say. The 1900s. 1909, I believe, was the year it was built. Anyways, long story short, next to it is a fairly substantial garden. And the baby just is totally gravitated towards the garden. He picks up, he sees a rake, he picks it up. He sees dirt, he puts his hand in it. He's a natural born gardener. After all, that's partly how his mother and I came together. We both had a passion for gardening, a passion for the type of information that we share on this show. And our Unity brought forth this beautiful baby. And he really is beautiful. And I know every parent says that. Hey, I got a funny story. My friend was telling me, he said, he's got a child that's maybe a year older than my son. And he was saying, you know, we send pictures to a modeling agency of our son. And he's saying, he says, you know, I haven't heard anything back from them. I don't know why. And I was thinking to myself, you know how many parents probably send photos of their daughter or their son to a modeling agency? Because every single parent that I've ever met thinks their kid is the most beautiful child in the world. So I was thinking, yeah, he's probably lost in a stack up into the roof. That's funny. So, there's a big garden next to the playground. We were walking by it, and there was a gentleman there, a little bit younger than I am. He was gardening, and it was so cool. We just started talking about organic gardening and permaculture and how the pests were getting to some of his crops and some of the means to deal with that, and it was reminding me that this kind of area is going to be a heck of a lot better off when the stuff hits the fan. It just is. The other thing that I thought was interesting was how he, without even saying anything to us, without even starting the conversation, immediately, and I mean immediately, the first thing out of his mouth as he sees us, would you like some vegetables from the garden? That abundance that a garden provides, and you don't need a lot of space. You can do it on an acre. You can do it on a half acre. That abundance is something to be cherished. And the powers that shouldn't be, since at least 1913, have been destroying crops, paying farmers not to grow food, pouring milk down the drain, all for the sake of the Federal Reserve notes. But a local farmer, a guy with a garden who's just growing his crops and has an abundance, is more than happy to share. More than happy to a complete stranger. When stuff hits the fan, my hope is that neighbors will get together with neighbors, and they'll do what this gentleman did while we're still able to go to the store, if you want to go to the store, or the farmer's market, for that matter, and purchase vegetables. It was awesome. So I had a great weekend, great day, and I hope you did as well. We got a lot of news to get into. Of course, there is a plane known as Air Force One with a bunch of war criminals going to South Africa to celebrate the life of a war criminal. Is that news? I don't know. I'm tired of it, really. I heard Deanna Spingola show today. You know Deanna Spingola? She's on in the early afternoons. She had an interesting author on talking about South Africa and the white genocide taking place there. I thought it was very interesting. I think there's definitely two sides to that story. And we're being told only, well, one side of the story. But I won't digress too much on that because you're probably sick about hearing about it, as am I. Oh, no, Catherine Sebelius. Why is she on my screen right now? Well, I'll tell you why. AIDS advocates say drug coverage in some marketplace plans is inadequate. Have they just took to calling the Obamacare marketplace plans now? Is that the lingo? Forgive me, I'm not hip with all the Obamacare lingo. AIDS drugs are poison, just like cancer drugs and all the other ones. And they're given to people who have underlying health issues that transcend the boogeyman known as HIV. And we've talked about that innumerable amounts of time. We'll get to that a bit in just a moment, and so much more. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
It's Snoop Dogg on the Bob Tuscan Show. I just want to tell y'all my next record available in Bitcoin, yo, and delivered in a drone. That's exactly what Snoop Dogg tweeted most recently. Bitcoin's penetrating pop culture. Snoop, Ashton Kutcher, and The Simpsons all paying homage to Bitcoin. Snoop Dogg, now Snoop Lion. I guess he changed his name after an awakening process. And mentioned on The Simpsons, as I said. The Simpsons did a little bit on it. Apparently, Snoop was joking, though, saying that he isn't, in fact, ready to take Bitcoin, but one of the major Bitcoin processors said, man, let's make it happen. Let's make it go, man. Ashton Kutcher called the Bitcoin Black Friday. Bitcoin introduction came long before Snoop. That was in May of 2013. Kutcher, who I guess is a television actor, was interviewed at the TechCrunch Disrupt conference where he said, quote, I think Bitcoins are obviously becoming more and more relevant. Very astute of you, Mr. Kutcher. I guess the baby thinks Bitcoins are lame because he's crying in the background. Uh-oh. Steve-o, you're going to have to do your news breakdown for us for a little bit, all right, man?
Okay, I think you have something to attend to, and I've got some stories, that's for sure. Am I coming in clear here? Hope so. We've been working on it, friends. I had a major malfunction, but I'm going to be back in action here, and for tonight I'll have to do it on the phone. Let's just do it on the phone. A lot of things are developing right now in problematic situations related to the news media and DHS, and a lot of information that's being scooped up by Homeland Security, DHS, NSA, and this is starting to grate against the news media. Well, gee, it's about time. Isn't it odd that suddenly when they start to have problems with NSA and spying and wiretaps and all this kind of stuff, suddenly it becomes a real problem because now the news media is being bothered and being bugged by it. Well, it's about time and it's fitting, but now we see a real problem with even the New York Times. Yes, the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen, the gray lady. Interesting story here. It's only one of many that are developing right now. War on the press. War on the press. New York Times reporters sue DHS over interrogation cover-up. Reporters want to ensure that they weren't having their activities monitored by the government. The story is by Adam Salazar, of course, Infowars.com, December 9th. And it simply states this. The Department of Homeland Security is being sued by two New York Times reporters who say the agency failed to respond to a FOIA, that's Freedom of Information Act, request following enhanced interrogations at New York's JFK Airport. Times journalists Mac Williams Bishop and Christopher Shivers were on their way to Turkey to cover the Syrian civil war when they claimed they were subjected and segregated to questioning by DHS employees at JFK on May 24, 2013, a lawsuit obtained by the Courthouse News states. Subsequently, on June 6, 2013, Mr. Bishop was subjected to further segregated questioning by DHS employees at JFK, as I guess apparently as he was on another trip. So here you see the situation now. There it envelops from here. Subsequently, as I said, they were as he returned to the United States, he was interrogated again. Bishop and Shivers both filed Freedom of Information Act requests to determine why they were detained. The DHS responded, claiming that they were sent the request to both the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies at the TSA. However, the reporter's lawsuit states they haven't heard word one, according to Courthouse News. Well, they're being stonewalled, of course, right. That's my comment. Anyway, back to the story. Bishop, in an appeal letter that he sent to TSA, said this was, quote, inconceivable due to the fact that he's a frequent international traveler. In the same letter, Bishop also claimed he physically witnessed his information being entered into a computer, quote, in a private room at JFK. But TSA says they lost that letter. Can you believe that? Quote, he sent a copy of the letter through counsel, but that didn't work either, reported Courthouse News. David McCraw One of the attorneys representing the New York Times company said the reporters just want to see the Freedom of Information Act request to ensure they weren't targeted by DHS for special scrutiny. We want to be sure that our journalists are not being targeted by DHS for special scrutiny or having their activities monitored by the government when they are engaged in reporting. Well, I could go on, but I think you see what's going on here. I mean, obviously, they're starting to get to the news and rankle them at this point. This is where, hopefully, things will begin to start to shift against the Obama dictatorship and the things that have been going on. It's far too long. We've given this guy way too much slack. There are serious concerns about things that are happening and have been all along. He's got at least 7, I think, to probably close to 10 impeachable, highly impeachable offenses that are registered in some form or another, either through a grand jury or through documents or through witnesses or through interrogations or through people who don't show up to Congress and don't testify or won't testify, or perjury cases. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You know, it's almost as if the guy never even had a legitimate birth certificate. I mean, well, no, wait a minute. I didn't mean to go there. I mean, that's one of those nut job stories, right? No, I mean, it's crazy. This is what tyranny looks like. I mean, this is exactly what we're seeing here. And it's no joke. It's no, this is no emphasis. This is no exaggeration, friends. I'm sorry to say. This is no exaggeration. This is the real thing. This is what a police state starts to manifest itself as and begins to look like. I mean, we've seen this historically. It's kind of odd. You know, some people might ask us sometimes, you know, what do? Are you on the radio talking about conspiracy theories? And no, that's not what I do. As a matter of fact, I hate conspiracy theories. You know why? Because every time I run across one, I go as hard as I can to try to just dismantle it and debunk it. Unfortunately, I find out many times as the deeper I start to dig, the more things start to come up and the more realizations I come to that this is not conspiracy theory. This is news analysis is what it is. Take, for example, World Trade Center 7 and 9/11. You start right there. That's where you begin. If you don't know anything about 9/11, and most people don't, you take them to World Trade Center 7 first, and then you show them this is the obvious flaw. This is the smoking building, which indicates, you know, like the smoking gun, the smoking 47-story superstructure building that fell without a cause. You know, this is where you begin to understand what actually happened there. And then you start working all the way back through the towers, through the Pentagon, through Flight 93, through the Strategic Air Command and Defenses, Air Defenses Stand Down, through the people who ordered these things, through the $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon pension fund the day before, through the orders to invade Afghanistan given on September 10th. I mean, you just keep working it all the way back to, you know, Bush and his family, of course, and you've got PNAC and the new Pearl Harbor scenario, all that stuff. I mean, you know, it's pretty evident once you start to, everything starts coming unwound very, very quickly in that scenario. But the point I'm getting back to is that this is what tyranny looks like. And what I do on the radio, and of course, you listeners are well aware of this, and we appreciate that. What I do on the radio is I don't do elaboration on conspiracy theories. I'm just showing you another case of history. This is a history class, friends. History repeats itself. We've seen all this before. There's nothing new here. It's a different rapper, different face, different puppet, but it's the same stuff. Be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in here for Bob while he's on diaper duty, I presume. Hey, the joys of being a new father with a young one. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you get. Some of us old critters are still doing diapers occasionally. I don't do it very often, but, you know, I've got little ones as well. And, you know, if the job calls, I do my duty, friend. That's the kind of guy I am, you know. I mean, I love little babies, and I love, I love to see to it that they're taken care of well and they're happy and they're well-fed and that they're not bothered by all the nonsense going on in the world. And, you know, of course, there's still some more of that going on, and, you know, we're here to talk to you. Of course, the phone lines will be open. Let's see here. I'm going to read the number off. It's 1-800. 1-800, you know what that is, the 1-800 troll free line, as Bob says. 313-9443. And we'll be standing by. Our engineer and producer in there is working so well with us tonight because, you know, all kinds of things happen. It's always Funhouse Day around here, you know. And you got all kinds of critters and crazy things happening. Here's an interesting story from The Verge, and it deals with WikiLeaks, which releases new documents exposing the secret Trans-Pacific Partnership talks. Of course, I did, as I told all of you, call both of my senators and my congressmen to tell them I'm very much against this, and it's time that this is exposed, and we saw the whole thing. And the story is here, of course. It's written by Russell Brandom, and December 9th, 2013, from The Verge. It just basically says, in November, WikiLeaks published a rare draft of the secretive Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty, revealing the United States' covert international push for a stronger intellectual property rights. That's around the world now, of course. Back to the article. Now, nearly a month after the first documents were published, the group is back on the case, publishing a new draft of documents, I guess that is, or raft, it's spelled here, from the TPP negotiations currently taking place in Singapore. Now they're in Singapore. The revelations are mostly the same, with the United States leading the charge for a SOPA, you know, remember the old SOPA bill, SOPA-like penalties on file sharing, the stringent patent reforms, but the new documents suggest the public outcry against these proposals has had little effect on the negotiations. Well, that's kind of what we told everybody. We didn't really expect that there was going to be what I would call a very open dialogue about this, at least, in the least part of it all. And certainly there wasn't going to be any admission of guilt or problems or revelations being spread to the population around the world as a whole concerning the dangers and ramifications of what this thing is all about. But we know now that it certainly is not, it's not something that we should be kept in the dark about, after all, because what they're trying to do is basically close down copyright on every word that you use in the English language, telling you that you can't use that because your language belongs to some corporation. I mean, it's about like, you know, it's about that silly. But the reality is this is a slow, slippery scale, and a slow, slippery slide here where things just keep getting worse and worse. The leaks come in, back to the article, the leaks come in a particularly inconvenient time for negotiators as they enter into their fourth day of talks in Singapore. Did you even know they were having these talks now in Singapore? We knew about Salt Lake City, but now Singapore. Amid growing criticism, the talks are premised on secrecy, allowing countries to push for particular proposals without having to justify their positions publicly. Well, you know why that is. I mean, there's absolutely no reason for the public to know about this, is there? I mean, why would we have to worry? Why would we want to concern the public with any of this? Wait a minute. You know why it really is. If they don't want the public to know, it's because they're up to no good. I mean, it's like that, you know, December 24th meeting 100 years ago when they put together the Federal Reserve Act, you know. I mean, everything's happening in the dark, and we're finding out that this is all coming together and going on all the time while we're being entertained with the ongoing, everlasting, seems like repetitious story of Nelson Mandela's funeral and what he means to the world, while we're being told, you know, all these other fluff and flack stories out there that, you know, really don't matter about anything. And the banks are stealing trillions of dollars, the war efforts are going on and on, the NSA is spying on people around the world, foreign dignitaries, everyone from just about every location that could matter in any significance in government. But anyhow, the point is simply this, that these particular proposals are not being justified, and they're having to justify their positions publicly. For that reason, they don't have to. But the continued pressure from WikiLeaks has brought unintended attention to the proceedings. These latest documents highlight the United States' role in the process as it attempts to force smaller nations to adopt more stringent rules. The U.S. is exerting great pressure to close as many issues as possible this week. As many issues as possible this week. And as a matter of fact, Congress has even expressed very serious concern about what's going on here, and they can't find out. It says a state of That says a state of play summary included in the leaks. The pressure will increase with every passing day. So they're going to keep up with it, and we're going to find out more and more as this goes on, hopefully, and we'll be able to kind of get an idea down the road exactly what's going to be taking place with all this stuff, and we'll be hopefully able to report that to you as we have tried from the very beginning to give you guys the best information we could on this whole dilemma. So, you know, I'm just hanging out here, and I'm just trying to kind of keep up with everything. I got so much stuff going on my old computer here. I think we're going to get some calls coming in a minute here, and maybe old Bob will be back in a second, too, as well, which would be nice. But I know he's busy with daddy duty, and I'm going to try to get to your calls. We are very interested, friends, in doing all we can, of course, to get your opinions out there. We're learning from you as we work very diligently to get this information out to you. We know you're out there as well, finding out information that we need to know and getting it to us as well. So we are interested in, you know, your calls and your input as well, and we'll be getting to that in just a little bit here. The thing I really want to look at this moment is just this whole story, this whole concept of copywriting speech, copywriting all of these. Who is really behind all this is what I'm getting at. Who really wants to close down communications, and why is it that these huge corporations feel like they have so much at stake and so much to be concerned with about about keeping this information out of the hands of the public as a whole? I mean, they're copywriting old songs that are 72 to 73 years old. They're doing things that are just beyond grasp in terms of any kind of common sense or reality, and that in itself is it's an indication that there's clearly something very wrong with the attempt to control the free marketplace of ideas. We call that the First Amendment. The First Amendment. Free speech. Free speech. This is a very, very entangled Jesuitism, I'll use that word, that's attempting to get around free speech. Now, as a producer and a person who's worked with television and things that I've had up on the internet for a long time, I can tell you that it is difficult to get, you know, stuff that you put out there on the internet that you should get paid for to actually rally around and get your money or your investment back. And if you don't get your investment back, you're shot down. I mean, you have the once in your lifetime documentary that you produce, you never recover. It's happened to a lot of people. But on the other hand, I can tell you that by giving stuff away freely, I have been able to reach millions of people. You know, I don't get paid for doing it, but I have had a major effect on the outcome of the specific issue of dealing with the HIV/AIDS fraud. And there's so many others like that are similar. So, you know, we've seen this so many times. We know what it's about. We know how this works. We know what's going on with all this. But the big problem is we're not finding anything that works here that is consistent with the real free marketplace of ideas that we should be having with all these issues and all these things. This is the problem that the world is taking a closer look at least in terms of asking questions. But they're not getting any answers. The TPP is going on. I had no idea there were meetings going on in Singapore. I didn't even realize that they were busy with that. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know that there was something that was going on currently this week. We had the meetings in Salt Lake City. I guess it was the 19th or the 24th or something like that of November. And I didn't realize anything else. Of course, there was nothing really released, or there was no big announcement or anything made out of any of that. And I had no idea that there was now a big meeting going on in Singapore, and who's behind it? First and foremost, the United States of America, our own government. That's the people who are robbing us blind of our own free speech. They're trying to copyright free speech and make it copyright inaccessible. Be right back on the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks for listening, friends. We will be joining you in a minute. Hang in there.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
So, Steve, did you hold it down while I was gone?
I sure did, and I knew you were doing daddy duty, and I told the listeners that I have done that in the past. It's been a long, long time since
How long has it been? About 100 years?
Almost 100 years, actually. It's been about, I'm thinking of 19 years now. About maybe 20. No, not quite that many. But anyhow, the bottom line is if called upon, I will do it, and I appreciate the fact that fathers have to be fathers at times. And it's, if a man cannot change diapers, then, let's face it, then he's not a man, okay? The bottom line
is
guys
real men change diapers, real men
care for their children and so on and so
right.
forth. Yep, you're exactly right. Hey, Steve, you inspired a call somehow.
I did. Somehow I actually inspired a call, and unfortunately with all my tinkering around with these windows, I didn't get to it, so I apologize. I think we have Siobhan, if I'm pronouncing that correct, from Ireland, Bob, waiting.
What did he do, Siobhan?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What did he do to make you call in tonight, huh?
Top of the morning to you.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Nothing. I think I was listening to... I didn't hear your whole program, but I have one question to ask. Are you proud to be American?
Not at all. Are you
Hell no.
proud... Are you proud to be Irish?
Absolutely. My culture and what I've been brought up in, I'm very proud, even when they call me a drunk party.
Ah.
I am very, very proud to be Irish.
Have you been drinking tonight, Siobhan?
I think every American should be proud to be American, irrespective of what the people in government. Well, the government does not make the man on the street. The man on the street, your next door neighbor, is your neighbor, an American. And a good friend, or...
I don't buy any of that. That's a bunch of BS rhetoric, if you ask me. We're human beings, perhaps. We're brothers and sisters. Maybe you can make that argument. But the whole...
I'm talking about brothers and sisters and that type of shite.
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
I hear you.
You have maybe kids at school that you grew up with. I'm sure you have friends that, and all, irrespective of their culture, it's the country you live in. And be proud of where you were born, where you grew up, where you got an education, where you get a job. Forget about the people that are not working. Forget about the people who are immigrants. But you've got to realize there is a culture within yourself. And nobody can make you proud of who you are if you're not proud of yourself, within yourself. This is where everything in life comes from.
Well, you know, I would agree to some extent, Siobhan. Let me just say this, that I'm actually of Irish descent, okay? Family's been here for quite some time. But the reason why I'd say I'm not proud of to be an American is because I'm very, very embarrassed by the foolishness that this nation is allowed to go on.
Embarrassed about the foolishness. You can be embarrassed by the foolishness of your sister, your brother. But why do we individually take on the guilt of the stupid politicians?
What is America then?
Why don't we all, as individuals, become individuals
and
be part of what we are individually,
okay.
And between that,
you're not answering my question. What is America then? What is being Irish? If it's not the government, is it the geographic location? It sure as hell is not a culture.
I absolutely disagree with you. Being Irish is a culture. Being able to speak like Tommy Gottfleischig of our conjugal, to a long gale gaga.
Sorry, what did you just say? I did not understand.
Pardon?
I didn't understand what you just said. I'm sorry.
It's because I spoke Gaelic.
Okay, we don't speak Gaelic here, so please translate for us.
I am very... Atomic am I. I'm feeling very good, even though I have a flu. And it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Hey, that's good, though. Just one question, Siobhan. What time is it there in Ireland right now?
It's now 4:06 in the morning.
Ah, well, you're a real trooper to stay up and listen to a couple Yanks like us, so we appreciate it.
I'm very, very proud to know American people.
That's good. Well, we appreciate it because we do, you know, we consider our concerns are international. As I, the last story that I just read, with the United States leading the charge on this TPP thing going on secretly in Singapore, it's something that you should be concerned with in Ireland. Of course, everybody in the UK should.
Well, look, I am very concerned with the Shannon thing where we have an airport on the, you know, the west coast of Ireland, which is basically anybody, any American soldier that is killed in Europe or in Africa is shipped to Shannon and then shipped to, it was shipped to Shannon in Ireland and then shipped to America. I'm extremely concerned. I went up there and I am very, very proud Irish. I'm very, very proud to have friends and family in America. But the fact that we condone and we make a safe haven for airships and, you know, I'm talking about the bodies going through, but I'm also talking about everything else that can go through Ireland that goes to Eastern, the, you know, it really, it, I can't even speak about it because I do charity work and things like that in different countries, so it is really, really, I'm proud to be Irish. I am proud to have so many American friends. I'm just not proud of the Irish government, and I'm not proud of the English government. Well, I'm definitely not proud of them. I'm Irish. Yeah. You know, the American government needs a lot more real people in it, not people that want power. And bullies are... This whole concept of, like even the Kennedy thing, I'm very proud to be Irish, but the whole Kennedy shit, like this, you gotta have.
All right, well, we gotta watch our language here because we're regulated by the FCC, so thanks for the call, Siobhan, I appreciate it, all right? Steve. Folks are listening from around the world, clearly.
Oh, we're glad to have them, too. And, you know, because this is an international thing, just like we said before, that the TPP is going to affect all of us. It's all going on in secret. The NSA is spying on everybody. But, Bob, I'll go ahead. Let me back off and let you say a few things on your own show after doing your duty. What's on your mind? And what's your reflection on all this?
We're almost at the end of the hour here. Time has certainly flown by. I want to get to this story about the marketplace plans, not including AIDS drugs. Did you hear about that, Steve?
Yeah, so it would be very surprising, isn't it? Yes.
People are outraged about that. And, of course, if you don't know, Steve Starrs is the filmmaker behind HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. Let's see. I got a number of different stories. 18 current L.A. County Sheriff deputies face an array of charges. They've been arrested. We'll talk a little bit about that and the police state gone amok, gone awry, and we'll get into a few stories along those lines, police state stories. I got a TSA group report for you today, Steve. Those are always fun. Maybe even a Mossad Minute. We haven't done a Mossad Minute in a while.
Yeah, it's been an hour since, or it's been days since we've done a Mossad Minute.
Days, but a couple weeks maybe. I don't know. I can't recall the last one we've done.
Yeah.
Good old Mossad Minute. So we'll get to one of those. I know the weather's like shite for most of the people around the country.
Yeah.
Cold as heck. But here in Florida, just so you know, we're surviving with 80-degree weather.
Oh.
Don't worry. We're doing all right. Don't get too jealous. All right, we got a lot to talk about, including PTSD. We'll talk more about that and anything on your mind. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With financial.